That album is as good a sample as any of how those five guys could just play as one and try new things and mess around with time signatures and everything else, and somehow it all just sounds right. Miles Davis, again, one of my regulars, I suppose you might say, every couple of months or so. He's going to show up on my historical segment, and today was the day. That was my historical segment. It's brought us into the end of our second hour today. And as I usually do sometime around this time, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And now you know. Well, moving from our historical segment back to a local musician now. Well, Curtis Noesel, I always consider him local because, I mean, I know him slightly and his mother and all. And he is a Winnipegger, but he has found his way in the rarefied New York jazz atmosphere. But every now and then he comes back home and releases or records an album or two before heading back into the whatever happens down there. His latest on his own, I think, is called, came out last June, I think, a few months ago. And it is called I Am Doing My Best. And I think he is. And I'm going to play a set from this. Collaborators here. Personnel are co-producers and well-known Winnipeg singer and guitarist Joey Landreth, guitarist Andrew Renfro, and there are vocals on the album provided by Joanna Mahoko. But I will try to set up here for three tracks. The first one is called We Do We. Second one is Choices, and the third one is Mythologies. Here's Curtis Noesed doing his best. We'll be right back. Winnipeg-born drummer Curtis Noasad there with three tracks from his album, I Am Doing My Best, with a couple of guitarists and some neat writing. A lot of great rhythm there, of course. And Curtis is, I think, doing pretty well and making it in New York, you know, as the old saying, if you can make it there. But he'll always be a Winnipegger in our hearts, right? And it's 12:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, anytime at all at CKUW.ca. Well, Chick Corea, pianist and composer and so on and so forth, died in February 1921. Has certainly had a lot of play here over the years, a remarkable career, some great writing and involvement with a whole bunch of different organizations, some great duet stuff. His Crystal Silence albums with vibraphonist Gary Burton was a highlight for me, maybe because they were here back in the day put on an amazing concert at the Playhouse, as it was then. And it's so Korea has been a sort of a neat eminence in the jazz world. The reason I mention this is that while he died in February 21, one of his, if not the final live concert that he ever did, was in October 20, just a few months before his death, in Clearwater, Florida. That's the place when he put on a couple of concerts, a couple of nights, and it has just been released, just quite immediately, in an album called Forever Yours: The Farewell Performance, and it really is quite something. He's really on during this time. This is a solo album, but it's very personable and very sort of folksy. He talks and introduces all his own songs. He chats about how he got there and all sorts of things. Very comfortable in his discussions and his communication with the audience, and does some really interesting playing as well across a wide range. He plays covers, he plays his own stuff, he plays a selection of children's songs that I'm going to play someday on this album, because on this show, because it is a highlight for me. I love it. He played several of those children's songs at his concert here all those years ago, and they've always had a place in my heart. But I'm not going to play them today. I'm going to play the first little part of the album today, but it will be three or four tracks. But the first one is just the introductory track. So Korea will tell you exactly what he's going to do from there on. But it's an interesting and very lovely, you know, a great parting gift, as they say. It is the farewell concert, surprising, just a few months before he died. Here from those concerts in Florida in October 2020, here is Chick Corea.
Hey. Welcome. Nice to see you. I'd like to begin by, I'm a composer. I'm going to tell you a quick thing. I'm a composer first and a pianist after. The pianist follows the composer because I like to improvise and write music. So I like to also acknowledge composers when I play a song by someone. So I'm going to try and put a little mash together of a song that I wrote for my father called Armando's Rumba, and then a song that I've been fooling around with for many years that I learned from a Miles Davis record a long time ago called It Could Happen to You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen back in the last century. And finally, a song by, a really beautiful song by Stevie Wonder, Okay, so time to start.
Thank you.
Chick Corea, excuse me, Chick Corea in solo concert there, probably his final concert, recorded just a few months before his death in 2021. It was recorded in Florida in October of 20. And a very personal, he chats very personally with the audience. It's a most endearing album in that he is so comfortable in talking about what he's doing and so really very pleasant. His communication with the audience is just terrific. And he does things like, apparently in a lot of his solo concerts, he did this regularly, and he did it here. He picks a random man and woman from the audience and or has someone pick them, and then he composes a song in their name. So this is a song for John or a song for Sue, whatever it is, and it's one that he says, I can't tell you what it sounds like because it doesn't exist yet until I make it up. And on the spot, he makes up a song called for this person in the audience to personalize what he says is as important in his life and in his career, to improvise and acknowledge what's happening around him. And it's really most endearing. And the improvisations are not just sort of noodling around. He actually has melodies in the played for the first time for those people who I'm sure would never forget that experience. Well, there you go. You'll hear more of that, sure, in the weeks to come. And again, as I mentioned, especially, or maybe not especially, but I intend to play the children's songs cycle that he does, three or four of them, later on in his album, and we'll see what happens there. In the meantime, I'm getting close to the end of my show today, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in. It's the weather continues to be sort of very pleasant for this time in November. They keep saying there's white stuff on the way, and when they show TV shots from other parts of the country, the ground is white, but up to now, we have been able to avoid that. We'll see what happens. So whatever it is, stay warm, stay cool. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you'll come back next week again, because I will be here to do three more hours of jazz from all over the place. In the meantime, I'm going to take us out with a set, or as much as time as I've got here, for a trio called the Trio of Bloom, which may be a sort of a play on the Trio of Doom thing, but that's another story, I guess. The Trio of Bloom is keyboardist Craig Taborn, guitarist Nels Klein, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. These are very well-known, adventurous, sort of neat names who apparently have never played together and are meeting for the first time as the Trio of Bloom. And it's really interesting stuff. And that will take us to the end of our program today with a couple of tracks. The first one is called Bloomers. I presume that's the... Well, never mind. I won't get into the definition of bloomers. And then Eyeshadow Eye will probably take us out to the end. The track that you might not have time for that I do intend to play sometime is called Why Canada? And there is no explanation for why that is named that. But here is as much as I can fit in of the Trio of Bloom. Thanks again for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves. Look after each other. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.